Random with no known motive. This morning, Canadian police have given an update into the murders of Australian Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend, China Deese. They were shot dead on an isolated highway in northern British Columbia in July. Police say there's no indication it was planned. Louise Creeley has been following the story. She filed this report.
Now to a murder mystery on a highway in Canada.
The murders hit headlines across three parts of the globe. Australian Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend China Deese gunned down on a remote highway on July the 15th. A third person, 64-year-old Canadian Leonard Dick, was found shot dead days later, with the three deaths leading to a huge manhunt, which took a twist when two missing Canadian teens were announced as the prime suspects.
The manhunt underway in Canada for the killers of a young American woman and her boyfriend.
The bodies of 18-year-old Cam McLeod and 19-year-old Briar Schimulski were found in bushland on August the 7th. They'd taken their own lives. This morning, Kevin Hackett from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police gave more details of the crime.
The investigative theory is that McLeod and Schimulski came across Lucas Fowler's van and targeted Lucas Fowler and China Deese for unknown reasons. They shot and killed the couple before continuing up through to the Yukon. The two returned to BC days later because they were having vehicle issues and came across Mr. Leonard Dick outside of Dees Lake and shot and killed him. The suspects then burned their vehicle to cover up evidence and delay police before stealing Mr. Dick's vehicle, money, and a number of other personal items.
He said there was no known motive.
We believe that no other suspects were responsible for the three homicides or were involved in any way. The murders appear to be random and crimes of opportunity with no known motive.
In a media conference this morning, Kevin Hackett said McLeod and Schimulski died in a suicide pact and recorded a final video.
A digital camera belonging to Mr. Dick was also discovered. It contained six videos and three still images. In the videos, the suspects took responsibility for all three murders. They indicated no remorse for their actions, as well as their intentions to potentially kill others. They also described their intent to commit suicide and their wish to be cremated. These videos do not contain any information regarding the motive behind their actions, nor do they provide specifics regarding the murders.
He says police looked at thousands of hours of CCTV and 160 officers were working on the case.
Louise Creeley reporting.